We announced that this Mishmar is going to be as a schos for the Gdolei Yisrael who are not well, and Klai Yisrael, when the Gdolei Yisrael based Tzorak, Klai Yisrael's based Tzorak, and we hope in Mitzvah Hashem that the Shir will be a schos before Shlema for them, and for Yeshua, for Klai Yisrael. And it's our schos to be able to hear from Rabbi Dorowitz, who will be giving the various eras in the Inyan of Tefillah.
Thank you. Originally, when we planned, speaking to Rabbi Danziger a few weeks ago, to schedule speaking about tefillah, it didn't seem quite as pertinent or as dachuf, the pressure that there is now. Maybe in the end, hopefully, we'll all find something here, and we'll also find a reason to reach a little bit deeper when we're mispalel. Today, if you have not heard, they added a name to Rabbi Belsky, so it's now Rav Chaim Yisrael ben Chana Tzirul. And maybe to us here in America, we're a little bit farther away from Rebbe Yoshev, but now from one of our Gedolei Poskim, it's something that we have to try to grab onto and not let a Kadosh Baruch Hu take him away. We'll come closer to that in the end. They tell a joke about a chassid and a litvak. And the joke goes, chassid is davening shtark, a starker shmon esrei. It's a long shmon esrei, and he's into it with his slavis, and you see the kavana. And the litvisha yeshiva man davens, and it's shorter, and it's not as demonstrative. And you know, after the davening, so the joke goes, the chassid walks up to the litvak and says, "Don't you understand? You're speaking to the melech malchei amlochim one-on-one. Don't you understand how great this is? How come you don't take more time?" And as the punchline goes, the litvak takes a look and says back to the chassid, "Yeah, I know, but you're so busy talking to him. I want to get back to the base medrash. When I learn, he's talking to me." Then this is the book, as it is really in most jokes. That's true. We do say, one of the most powerful words you say in tefillah is that you say the word ato. And really, you just take pause sometimes when you say ato, speaking one-on-one to the Borei Olam. And yes, when you open up any sefer, any word of Torah that you're learning here in the Kollel, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking back to you. That part of it is true. But that tefillah is limited to you talking to Hashem and Hashem talking back to you and learning. That's not true. There they're very, very wrong. I once heard a shir from Rav Waxman, and Rav Waxman brought down over there, I don't remember the Makor, I would have looked it up, that when you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your tefillah, the closeness that you can have to Hashem is closer than some neshamos get. Maybe they can come that close once in 1,000 years when they're already in the Olam HaNeshama. So close is that kesher, is that tie when you're davening to the Borei Olam. We're all familiar with the give and take of tefillah. In Bereishis, in the beginning, when it talks about how man is created, it talks about that man was made, kol himter, but nothing was growing yet. Va'adam ayin lavo adama. Man wasn't around to work the ground. A famous Rashi there, that there was no one here to recognize yet that you needed rain. Adam is created. Adam sees that you need rain. Adam is makirit. And he's the sallow and the rain comes and everything grows. And that's true also. Ein mikra yotzi midei pshuto. When we daven because we want things. We daven because we need things. We want it should be such that the same way when we were younger and you walked up to your parent and you asked him for $5 or your allowance or whatever it is, and you had that same bitachon that that magical wallet is going to open up, the one that always seems to have the allowance in it and is going to give you, that's true. But it's still not the emissaries. It's more. Rav Freifeld has a shmuz. I think in English it's called the posture of tefillah, or posture of prayer. I was zeicher somehow, I don't even know how he got him. I have like about 20 shmuzin of Rav Freifeld. And each one is an unbelievable gem. This particular one, I have made a habit always, right before the Yom HaNorayim, to listen to again. Yes, it charges me. See, he talks about a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Ches. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Havi zor be kriyishma b'tfilah, be careful with kriyishma and tfilah. U'kesha'ata mispalah, when you daven, atas tfiloscha keva, don't make your tfilah like a rote, like it's something you have to check off until you go somewhere else. He doesn't really spend so much time on that. What he spends a lot of time on is the next line. Your tefillah should be, what should it be? Al rachamim v'tachanunim, lifnei amakom. Should be filled with mercy. It should be filled with asking, humbling, begging. Why? Shenemar, because it says, ki chanun v'rachum hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chanun v'rachum. He's an Erech HaPayim. He waits, doesn't get angry. V'rav chesed, a multitude of chesed, v'nicham al hara. He forgives things that are not right. But the reason why when you daven, you should be davening with tachanunim, with rachmanas, with mercy. The reason why you should be doing that is because that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. And Rav Freifeld's point, which honestly he makes so much clearer and better, is in halacha there's something called min b'mina. Two things that are the same. Right, I heard tonight that we had Baruch Hashem a musmach for one of my old talmidim. Something called min b'mina, when things are mamish the same. When you're davening, it's not you talking to Hashem. It's you attaching to Hashem. It's the same thing. And the reason why your davening should be tachanunim, it should be with rachmanis, in a feel for all of Klal Yisrael, and a feel for everything in the world, and what we need, and where the source is. It's because that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is kulo chesed, everything is just to give. And the more you put yourself in that way, the more it's mamish min b'mino, it's the same type. Because tefillah is far more than talking to Hashem. That means you're two different people. It's not true. Tefillah is a min v'mino, it's a kesher. It's two things that are the same that are being put together. There's a gra I saw brought down in Nefesh Shimshon about Shabbos. And the gra says, you know what the Yeshama Yaseir of Shabbos is? You know, they joke about the Cholent. The gra says something that at the time, it was such a chiddush to me, and it makes a roshim on me if I can remember it at the right moment. The neshama yisera, that extra neshama you get on Shabbos, is because on Shabbos you get the daven musaf. Ah, an extra tefillah, an extra attachment. Now it just worked out because we got delayed and everything is siyata d'shmaya. We daven musaf today. Don't answer. Think. Was there an musaf? Or if you were rushing to work, was it, it's taking a long time. That's what tefillah is. That musaf means is another dveikus, is another total attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just talking. That gra has, it's an unbelievably powerful thing. It's the same exact thing that Rav Freifeld is saying. So did we feel that way today? It's a good kasha. So something like this, something that is so special, is obviously going to be very challenging. That's the mice they call Dvarim Nitzrichim Chizik Tomim. You always have to have Chizik. Any shmuz you'll hear on Tefillah from the Gadol is going to tell you it's not like you solve it once and it's going to be that way again. Every day is a battle. Every Tefillah is a battle. And it makes a lot of sense. Because that's when you're mamish attaching yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that attachment that you can do here, all of us should perfect our neshamah such that it shouldn't be once in 1,000 years when we're not here. But that attachment is so great, of course it's going to be difficult. So we have to try to find, at least think into, so what are some of the things that are making it so hard? And maybe we're able to, when you know where the problem is coming from, so that may allow us to figure out how we can counteract it. So, my Rebbe, Rebbe Achmiel Chosid, has told me on many an occasion, I'm not so sure how much it worked, but he's told me on many an occasion, the real problem today, and he told me over a different gedolim that he spoke to about it, why our tefillah sometimes, and it's a scary thing to say, but our tefillah sometimes just doesn't seem to work. There are times when we're in an eis tzara, and right now we're in an eis tzara. You know, the foolish people sitting and working on their iron dome and spending all their time in trouble and worrying how they're going to stop the missiles. Your iron dome is Rebbe Yoshev. Go out and learn and go out and daven, you'll have an iron dome. We're in an eis tzara. So why is it sometimes we're not being answered? So he told me himself, Mishem, some of his Rebbeim, the problem is we don't really believe in it. He told me over from Rav Yehuda Lapian, it's in his Sefer, I saw it in another place also. So Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara says, his third line from the top, Reb Meir says, Shnayim Sha'olu L'mita, two people who were mamish in a sickbed. The Chulian Shav, they had the exact same illness. V'chein Shnayim Sha'olu L'gardum, Chmanas, times in our history where people were taken out to be killed just for being a Yid. Lidon and judgment. V'dinan Shav, same exact offense, same exact tainas, same prosecutor, same judge, same witnesses. And the Gemara says, Ze yarad v'ze lo yarad. This one got out of bed and this one didn't. Ze nitzel v'ze lo nitzel. This one was saved from his judgment and this one was not. So Gemara asks, our kasha mipnei ma, why? Ze yarad v'ze lo yarad. Ze nitzel v'ze lo nitzel. So Gemara says, Ze yispalel v'nene. This one davened and was answered. Ze yispalel v'lo nene. This one davened but he wasn't answered. So Gemara says, but why not? Mipnei ma ze nena v'ze lo nena. So the Gemara has something here they call ze yispalel tefila shlema. One of them davened the tefila shlema, and he was nena. And one of them did not daven the tefila shlema, and he was not nena. So the Yolo Bian explains, what does it mean? If you're lying on your deathbed, if you lived in the times when Rachmanis Yidden were taken, and if you were accused, it was a death sentence. The real stuff. You don't find a way to convince that judge, you're going to be killed. Do you think they didn't daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, both of them? You're standing in that courtroom in front of the judge, the executioner with his black mask is next to you. You think both of them weren't davening? As Teretz is, they both were. But one of them was davening and felt the Kadosh Baruch was going to save him. He believed in the kayach of his tefillah. And one of them was davening and saying, oh yeah, I really wish really Hashem would help me, but there's just no way. And as much as he's crying and as much as he's begging, and from the outside they look the same, but one of them is miyayish. One of them figures, he's not going to save me. He needs an ace to get out of this one. Well, I'm going to get an ace. Come on. And the other one is sitting there going, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to save me. And it's that belief in the tefillah that makes all the difference. And a lot of times, that's really where we're holding. We make a sifas and we daven, and there could be a tzar in the family. And where are we holding? Do we really believe it's going to work? So what's holding us back? Kama, the kama stories that we've all heard about tefillah saving people, and you know, you can go on. Rav Waxman on that particular tape just hits you with story after story after story. Sometimes when it comes to us, yeah, that person, his tefillah is unbelievable. His tefillah is unbelievable. It's something that we ourselves we're not so we don't really believe. So we bring down Ramban. Again, to me personally, this is from the more pivotal Rambans. I make sure I take an opportunity every year to say it over somewhere to my shir several times. It's a good Ramban to know. So they asked you in grade school, how many years were we in Mitzrayim? So what would you answer? You'd go 400 years. And someone said, no, it's Redu, it's only 210. If you knew the Psukim even better, you could tell me the Shibud was only 86. But the one number you never get is the number the Pasuk says. If you look at Shmos Yedbeis Pasuk Mem, it says as follows. U'maisha b'nei Yisrael asher yashu b'Mitzrayim. The years that B'nai Yisrael lived in Mitzrayim. Shloishim Shana, 30 years. B'Arba Mei Yoshana, another 400. The number 430 doesn't come up a lot in the grade school and in the Haggadahs they bring home. It's a Pasuk, 430 years. What's Pshat, 430 years? I thought it was only supposed to be 400. And even that 400, Yechezben from this birth and from there, and this all the years get put together, and from Yom Yosef went down, and the real Shibud started with Miriam, and yeah, I don't know, where 430 come from? So the Ramban, there's a Ramban there, there's a Ramban a little bit earlier. Shmos Beis, Psukim there, this will be familiar from the Haggadahs. Vahi bayomim harabim ohem, it wasn't those many days. Vayomos melech Mitzrayim, king of Mitzrayim dies. Vayi onchu b'nei Yisrael min avodah. Started to groan, started to kvetch out because of the terrible avodah. Vayizaku, they cried out to Kodesh Baruch. Vatal shav osam elo elokim mino avodah. And that davening, that tefillah, that prayer that they were forced out of them from that work went up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayishma elokim es na'akosam. And says Hashem listened to their tefillah. The Ramban here brings down what happened. There's a date when you're supposed to leave. So, what do you mean Hashem listened to the tefillah? There's a promise to Avraham, bris bein habesod. So, it didn't have to be that you counted from Yitzchak. Maybe you have to be there for whatever it would be, the 400 mamash. But if you're counting from Yitzchak, then it should be over at 400. What's with 430? Ramban says, I'll tell you, it's Pashup Shat. Ki afa pisha nishlam azman, the time it actually finished, she nigzar aleyam, that had been geyser on them, lo hoyi re'uyim lehi goyal. We all talk about the 49 levels of Tumah, and we like Machet Avek, like it's the 49 levels of Tumah, it's 49 levels of Tumah. We didn't deserve to get out. Avodim hayinu l'paro, we would have still, yeah, Yitaka would have still been there. We didn't deserve to get out. L'hoyu re'uyim li'igoyel. Yitaka stayed an extra 30 years. The only thing that brought us out was tefillah. Brings a pasuk from Yecheskel. He says, the only thing that brought you out, v'yishma alakim, v'yishka alakim, what is it? Your tefillah is what brought you out. So you have to stop one second and internalize this because it's not an easy thing to internalize. Klal Yisrael had an opportunity. Mitzrayim was supposed to be the Kor HaBarzel. It was supposed to help us. It was supposed to purify us. It was supposed to come out as an Am. We blew it. We almost blew it. And when 400 years came, we didn't leave. Finally, 30 years later, the Avodah was such that we were crying out to the Kadosh Baruch Hu with such tefillah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us out, not for the promise to Avraham. It says also in the Pasuk that afterwards, Vayishkar Elokim es Brisos Avraham es Yitzchak v'es Yaakov, but that wasn't enough. The Bris of Avraham protects you, takes you so far, fellas. At a certain point, protects you isn't going to do it anymore. And we weren't supposed to come out. Ah, Yitzchak Elokim and call out the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That already is a different story. And maybe if we really, really internalize that, we'd believe in our tefillah more. We've got our issues, but we're not on the 49th level of Tumah. We don't have a Gzar Din on us to stay in Mitzrayim, and we blew it. In Mitzrayim, all of those people, four-fifths didn't make it out. So if we really, really understood this Ramban, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for your tefillah, and he's not looking at if you're a tzaddik or if you're a rasha. He just wants your tefillah attached to the dveikus. And automatically, our tefillahs, we believe in it more. And that's the same yesod, Rabbi Yolopian said. Zenena vezelo nena, zeyora vezelo yora. Why does one person get better, one person not get better? So that's because one of them really believed in his tefillah. And a lot of the time, what holds us back from really believing in our tefillah is, if you're honest with yourself, you look at yourself and you go, come on, who am I? Have I ever been mechaving from one Shmon Esrei to the beginning to the end? About 3 minutes. Who am I? But if you understood that, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. It matters how you daven. It matters trying to grab onto Kodesh Baruch Hu. That could change everything. You know, brings down different stories. Rebbe Chanan. So Rebbe Chanan was man and Mr. Goodman, who was on they were on a boat together, a big macher and a gudda. And everyone on the boat is getting ill mash, seasick, kiddaboy. And the trip was horrible and stormy. So as they finally come to port, Mr. Goodman sees Rebbe Chanan, and he comes up to him. Now, how's the Rosh Yeshiva? Are you okay? Everyone's getting sick. Chanan goes, no problems. It's all fine. What's the matter? He says, but everyone's sick. Look around you. So Chanan says, I don't know. They must not have said tefillah sederach with the right kavanah. But it's never pasha to him. In some ways, when we think tefillah, we think Mila on Yom Kippur, Shmon Esrei, Kabbalah Solchan Chushamayim and Shema Yisrael. The little things, the Bar Nefashos, the Asher Yotzar, the Tefillas HaDerech that you say when you're on the plane and the kids are screaming and the students want you to sit down already. And, that's Tereb Chonan. Tefillas HaDerech was a tefillah. And he said it with such a kavana, it was a davar pashut. Why should I get sick? I said, Tefillas HaDerech. And we can't catch it in like 2 seconds. That's a Rebbe Chanan. Every tefillah means something to Rebbe Chanan. It tells another Maisa with the brisker rub, which maybe this Maisa, we're about 13 minutes away here from davening, says another Maisa. The brisker rub was ill. One of his talmidim of the brisker rub come in. They tell him, Rebbe, everybody's davening for you. The answer really should hit home. The answer is, can't be. If they were davening for me, I'd feel better. That's a very sharp line. It's a person who has a tefillah. We're here now tonight. One of the reasons is we started early. We should be able to daven. We shouldn't lose our gedolah. It's taka shaila on us. Like the brisker Rav said, can't be the davening. If they're davening, I feel better. I'm not feeling better. I can't figure it out. That's that hits home. If you'll even go back, the Freifeld says, again, it hits at home. He continues in that shruz that we started from before. And he focuses now on the last few words of that Mishnah. So the Mishnah told you, don't make your tefillah keva. Okay, that one we understand. It can't be by rote. It can't be because, okay, it has to be something that's deep and that's meaningful and that you think about. And then again, it told you, your tefillah should be rachamim v'tachnunim. Why? Ki chanun v'rachum hu. Your tefillah needs to be chanun v'rachum because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chanun v'rachum. And he makes the point again, it's min b'mino, you're the same. You're attaching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not just talking to him. Ein mikra yotzei b'dei pshuto. Of course you're asking for things. But it's deeper. Then he comes to the last line, he asks the kasha. Don't be a Rasha to yourself. So what does that have to do with anything over here? Talks about don't make keva, make sure you're rachum tachnun, you know, it should be zohir. Don't be a Rasha to yourself. There's a lot of pshat in there. He says a beautiful pshat, because he says exactly what we're saying. You have, when you daven, you can't look at yourself like a Rasha. If you're looking at yourself like a Rasha, Raz the hepech of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Raz destruction, Raz not creative, Raz not making anything. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Yesh Miyayim, he's a Tovu Meitiv, everything comes out good. Your tefillah has to be a creative thing. Your tefillah has to be that you're making, that you're coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're bringing the world up with your tefillah. If you look at yourself like a Rasha, there's no chibur there. There's no min b'mino. The tefillah is not going to work. And that's the same word as the Ramban. Fire your soul is saved even though they're on the 49th level of Tumah. At the end of the shmuz, you have to remember who Freifeld was talking to. He starts screaming at the guys over there. You guys think you could do something to your neshama? You fools! Don't you understand what your neshama is? How deep it's mushrish, how much it's connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you Balgaiva that you are, you think you could harm your neshama? And then he gets angry. So that's what you have to chap. The dveikus is to your chelek elokam imal. Those are just words. Yisrael v'yorais of akucha brichu chad, who is not just a song. Right? The joke we said the first time is not true, that you're talking to God or he's talking back when you're learning. It's a dveikus. It's a depth. But if you look at yourself like someone who's not worthy, Yitaka, don't believe your tefillah will work. That's what my Rebbe told me. That's what Rav Leo Bian says. He says, that's really why, if you get right down to it, how come our tefillahs aren't working? It's really because we believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we believe in tefillah. We just don't think we can do it. You think good. We just don't really think we can do it. That's what holds back. So if we're looking, you know, what's the first place to start? Before we get to eitzes, I'll give you a few eitzes. You know, it personally has to find his own, but there's a few nice ones I'll say out. Before you get to that practical, if you don't believe it's going to happen, it's not going to happen. And most of what holds us back, I'm telling you, is because we believe that Tzadik can daven and he'll be answered. And we all, oh, if only, you know, if this Tzadik will daven for me, that Tzadik will daven for me, it'll... No, it's not true. Look in Rosh Hashanah, Yitzayin on the days. Vayishma ka'ashem ba'kol anar ba'ashir u'sham. Who did he listen to? The kol anar. Yishmael davened. That's what Hashem listened to. Then he had the whole tumult with the malachim, why save him? His children are going to be real yuck. But the bottom line is, Yishmael Shem b'kol anar. We can daven for ourselves. Yes, it's good to have a tzaddik. Yes, it's good. We now have a chiyuv on us. We have to somehow pull our tzaddikim back from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and tell them we're not ready. But we got to daven. You got to do it for yourself. There's no other way to do it, but do it for yourself. And that means you got to believe it's going to work. So I'll tell you over. It's a few minutes left. 3/8 is maybe, and then I guess one ha'ara that bothers me. So you'll blame the last one on me. I was once listening to a shmooze from Diane Donner. Maybe I'll make a small commercial for something, and maybe Apple will give me some stock for the commercial. But we spend a lot of time in the car. If you've got kids, you're doing carpool. I've got kids in 4 different schools. Carpool is a nightmare. But if you have one of these little things called an iPod, and you have on it shiurim, you can gain so much learning every day. To make sure I didn't have the Yetzirah when I put a new radio into my 95 truck, the Baruch Hashem is still going, I told the guy not to hook up the radio part. All I use is the auxiliary port. That's a Yetzirah. Hundreds of hours of shiurim. Sometimes carpool isn't even that bad. If I'm in the middle of something good, I kind of look forward to getting back. So one day I was listening to from Diane Donner, Shmuz on Tefillah. He was really some of the impetus of this, which was, he said, you know, you go, you get up in the morning and you drive to shul. He said, a very simple etza, and maybe no one here does it. But I was doing it and I stopped. So don't turn on the radio. In those 4 minutes, it took your head completely out of it. And it's going to stick with you. And who knows what you're listening to anyway? You know. So you say, I'm listening to the news. I don't know how geschmack that is anyway. But it's a very simple etzah for Shachas. Forget about the rest of the day. I'll tell you, if you work on yourself, you'll get to where you don't turn it on ever, which is a good thing. But at least for Shachas, that 5 minutes, don't plug into the garbage. Give yourself 5 minutes a day of quiet. You can be quiet too. You're a good person. You can be with yourself. You don't need others in the car. 5 minutes, don't do it. It was for me an unbelievable aid. Speaking to my Rebbe, this is something I've struggled with for years. How can you work on your tefillah? So he gave me another etzah, which I've been doing for a long time. You get to shul. He says, we tend to daven up the Birchas HaShachar too quick. Stop a second. Say it slow. Not that many brachas. You mean to get there a minute or two earlier? I was just recently in Chicago. My father had a cornea transplant, one of his eyes. You know what a bracha is when you say the bracha pokeach ivrim? Can you imagine if you couldn't open a sefer and see what it says? I mean, I can't imagine anything worse. I don't know what I do with myself. Malvi Sharumi. Shosli Kol Tzarki. How many pairs of shoes do you have? It's not just one, I promise. There are places in the world there isn't even one. Stop for a minute. Say it slow. You'll have a roshim on the davening for the rest of the day, guaranteed. Two simple etzes. Don't turn on the radio. Say Birchas Shachar slow. We're not talking about making, you know, yichudim and building a goyim. Two things. You can go ahead. You can work on your tefillah. Third etzah comes with a story. A few years ago in Shir. So I had I guess we'll call them Leibedik. We'll be nice. And I had a shir that was having some issues with daven. So, after trying various different brilliant chinuch things that were totally not working, so we came up with the following idea. Well, there's this book, Praying with Fire. So what we did is, in my nubby slot, so I did for 10-15 minutes where we would read one of the days, each guy would read it. And for his novi grade, he'd have to write me 3-4 sentences about it, giving an idea of something we can do to make things better. One of the answers that I got there, I do ad hayom hazeh. It's made a big difference. And again, the times in your life when you're stronger in it, and times in your life when you get for tumult, then you're not so strong. One of the boys there, he's learning down here at Yisrael, studying it out for myself. He's told me, he says, you know, when you walk in right away, so first of all, the boys have a problem talking to each other, especially, I know tonight I'm going up against a very exciting, something to do with a round ball and a hoop. So I know the boys, when they come in the next day, and they see each other for the first time, there's that joy of, did you? You know, like they got this, it's going to come out. So you say, no, what we really need to do is when we come into shul, don't talk to anybody about anything. It's dying daughter a step further. But that wasn't his total etzah. The other etzah is, he says, when you're walking through the doors, stop for a second and say matovu right there. Stop for one second. We think about what Matovu says? It's a nice tefillah. If you're walking into a Beis Medrash, the place that's your home, the place that means everything to you, Matovu Halecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, you know what you're walking into? We say it so fast. We know the words for too long. Fani Barov Chazdecha, it's a chesed. The people in Oklahoma don't know there's a God. People who grew up minutes from where we are, that don't know there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't know what it means to daven three times a day. Chani Baruch Chazdecha Ovo Beisecha, a chesed that I know to come to your house. Eshtachaveh. And it ends. V'ani sefilosi l'cha Hashem eis rotzon. Isn't that what we want? This came from a ninth grader who at that time had tremendous trouble staying in the Beis Medrash for all tefillah. A jumpy guy like you can't believe. Beautiful Eitzah. I've been doing it now for years. Makes a big difference. Three Eitzahs. You can have your own. The point is you need a plan. So every person is different. You'll find praying with fire is a good English book that may help. There's different Swarm Kocho Shal Tefillah. There's this Otzer Tefillahs to go through with the Tefillah side. There's the Sirah Grah, the Siyah Chodiyah, Siyah Yitzchak. There's so many places, but you have to start somewhere. You have to start doing it. And if you don't know all the tefillahs and what they mean, why don't you have an English sitter? There's a bajillion of them out there now. You can find them in every flavor you could want. Even the new ones where somehow they put the English on top of the Hebrew, like that just confuses me, like you can't believe. But you've got them, you know, you get if you're better at Hebrew, then you get the Avodas HaTefillah from Birnbaum in Baltimore. Something. It doesn't mean you do it every day also. We have a meeting with Rav Derechasana where a Baruch Hashem had him to myself for maybe an hour. And I talked over in part of that time two of my children with him. On the spot, he sat down and said, okay, we're going to write a tefillah. And he wrote a tefillah for one of my girls. He wrote a tefillah for one of my sons. Right there. The tefillah is an unbelievable thing. But you can't do it every Shmon Esrei because it loses its specialness. I was talking to my Rebbe, he said maybe you should do it only on a particular night, maybe about a shot, you know. How do you do it right to make it a tefillah and not just, it just became like all the rest of everything I say. So, let's chazer 1 second and I'll mention one other thing. The ikkar here right now tonight is the tilm. The first thing we have to chap, and whether it's with Freifeld or it's the Grah that I showed you, Tefillah is a dveikus. It's not you talking to Hashem, even though the word Atah is an unbelievable word. To say Atah to the Bari Olam, the Bari, the universe, you get to say Atah. But it's a dveikus, it's an attachment. You have a chelak alakam mimal that's in you, and when you're davening, it's dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your job is to make it as much min b'mino as you can, it should be the same. And what's our real thing that we have to work on before you get to the eitzes, and I think these are three good eitzes that I told you. You have to work on believing it's you that can do it. That Ramban, again, it's Shmos Beis, it's Pasach Chav Hey, go ahead and read it, make a poster, put it up in your room. That Ramban tells you that we didn't deserve to come out of Mitzrayim and we stayed there 30 extra years. Even though in grade school they don't tell you it's 430. But it was 430. Because we blew it. But we got out because we died. You're not holding on the 49th level of Tumah. Their tefillah is a skabal, our tefillah being a skabal. You've got to internalize that. But that's maybe step one, but then you got to move the next piece. Now you need a plan. So you sit over Diane Dunner's idea, don't turn on the radio on the way. My Rebbe, he talks about saying Bricha Shachar slowly. Gave you the eights of a ninth grader. I think it's an unbelievable eitzah. When you walk through the doors, don't talk to anybody else. Say Matovu slowly. That'll tell you what you're there for. It could set your stage for davening. I hesitate to say the next thing, so you'll just blame this one totally on me. I don't understand quite, and I ask it as a shayla. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, and it tells you over there, lists and lists of things you're supposed to say. Shulchan Aruch, no. Tov loimer parshas akeda, parshas amon, aseres adibos, and it keeps on going. And if you go and you turn the page again, it talks about the parshas kabanos. You only have to say that during the day, so if you're davening early, you should bear that in mind. It says, kishe yisayim parshas ha'ayla yoymar, yihirotzel milofanecha, v'zesh v'choshu mokubel ki'ili krafti ayla. That's real. If you say parshas ha'tomi, you brought the tomi. We don't have a base of Migdash today. It's a real thing. It's what we have. Now, if you look here in the Mishnah Berurahs, there are heterim, if it's going to take away time from your learning. I try to have Siddurim before davening. If I said everything here, I wouldn't get to learn anything. But there are certain things that you have to. Parshas HaTamid, Ketayrus, you research for yourself. You have a place like here, you ask the Rosh Kailu. But if you look in, those heterim are not for everything. So you don't have to do Ezu Mekoyman because you're going to learn all day anyway, so you don't have to worry that you're not going to learn Mishnayos. There's things you can knock off. But it used to be people would come in to show them, Mamish Davin, everything you're supposed to daven. It turned into, we walk in late, they're already started, you try to get your tefillin on somehow, and hopefully you'll kind of hit Borchu with them. But it's a halacha. I mean, isn't it mistaber that if you want your tefillah to be in the skabel, the first thing you should do is follow Shulchan Aruch? My yeshiva doesn't start with Kabbalah either. They somehow assume that we did it. I don't know how they think that our kids are doing that before they're coming. I don't know. I'm there pretty early, and I don't really see a lot of people saying Kabbalah. And it's a chinuch that they're getting, which is, I don't know, it's a shayla. In the yeshivas, they talk, I don't say it. As in, you know, I've been in yeshivas now for over 25 years. I don't really see many yeshivas that say it. But at some point, we have to grow up and learn Shulchan Aruch for ourselves and go, hey, look at that. Look at, I just found it, Siman Aleph. Even if you have a short Mishnah Berurah Seder, you get it in a couple of weeks. So, I don't know. That's my Mishnah Gass, or not a Mishnah Gass, but it follows through all of Tefillah. That's a point. You need to know Hilchos Tefillah. Because if we don't know how to do it, that also is something. If it means something so special to you, don't you want to do it right? We take a lot of time and a lot of energy to make sure we do our parnosa right. You know, this is Dveikus, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't get any better than that. So it's just an idea. I know we're going to start telling in a minute. It's just, again, you have to be nesoyer. It's hard to fathom where we're holding what it could chas v'shalom mean to Klal Yisrael to lose a Rebbe Yashiv. To someone who is so dovek b'tayr in every waking moment. And even not every waking moment. When Rav Nochum was ill, my Rebbeim were the ones who used to have a rotation to be Mashamishim. And when he was mamish unconscious, they would hear him, you know, mumble, the Rashba's doch shver, and they try to like get him to Velech HaRashba. Which one? These people are holding in places we have no clue. Rabbi Yashiv learned more today than I did, I promise you. It's a loss to us if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let us keep him. You can't imagine. In America now, one of our premier poskim He added a name today. It's Chaim Yisrael ben Chana Tzilovsky. I know him better than most because, as I told my wife, he's probably the best in the dunya. I got out of her was that he was the landlord to my in-laws. So part of what I got when I got married was gewaltige access to Radbelsky. And she's told me growing up, she says, there's no such thing as him sleeping. He would stay up and learn, sleep 2-3 hours, and get up at 3 o'clock and then go weiter for the rest of the day until the next 2-3 hours. Aren't people like that around? You could talk to him. It's a posek that you could talk to and doesn't just give you a 2-second answer, but you can argue with a shtickle and he'll figure it out with you and you learn something from it. It's a loss. We can't lose our posek. So as we talk a daven now, a little bit we need to really feel like what's going to be if we lose this. I appreciate you coming. Thank you.